Well, that was a nice break. I got some good snacks and coffee, and we're ready to go again. And I think we decided last night, I don't know how I get to have to start, but Bob talked me into that, to try and describe the solution. But that is an interesting word. The solution. And so I thought I'd start by telling you a story. And it's about a guy named Joe. And he's about 30 years old. And ever since he was born, he has felt not right in his skin. And he's just filled with anxiety. He's afraid of things. He doesn't feel the same as anybody. He just doesn't fit in anywhere, not in his family, in society. But he's trying to hang on. He's keeping his job. He's afraid to ask girls out. He can't dance. He just has that feeling like, man, is it hard to just be alive? And has that burden of being so uncomfortable in his own skin got greater and greater. You know, by the time you're 30, if you've just been handling this all your life, you're just almost desperate. And sometimes the idea of maybe I should just jump off a bridge or something. And he's talking to his friend, and he said, I know a guy named Ralph. I don't know why, but something tells me to talk to this. You ought to talk to him. I want you to get together with him. And so he goes over and sees Ralph. And they're sitting in the kitchen at Ralph's place. And Ralph is going, now tell me about yourself. And he told him about him. He said, oh, man. He said, that's me. He said, I was just like that. And he said, there is a solution to this. He said, have you ever tried drinking? And he said, no, my parents were teetotalers, and they told me when I was a little boy that if I ever drank, my hair would fall out, I would go blind.
Masturbation.
Yeah. That no one would ever talk to me again, and it would be the end of the world, and so I don't, no, I'm not, no, I'm not interested in that. And he reached under the table, and he took out a bottle of scotch and he put it on the table and he said, I'm telling you right now, there is a solution and it's right here. He said, for about 90% of the people in this country, when they drink, it's just another event. It's just like having a donut. It's not a major thing. But he said, there's 10% of us that have something happen when we drink that is absolutely remarkable. And the guy's going, oh, come on. I'm, you know, what are you talking about? He said, the type of problem that you have, the only way out of it is to have an awakening. There's no other way for you to achieve this. You're trying to go through life on your own. You're being overpowered by life. And what you need is something bigger than yourself. And I'm telling you, it's here. So what you need to do is to get rid of those old ideas. You thought those ideas up when you were a kid. And you're a grown-up now. You've got to rethink these things. I need you to get an open mind. I want you to try this. And he's going, no, I'm not going to do that. That stuff, I know, my parents told me that, and I'm not going to do that, and I'm not interested. And he said, well, let me read something out of here about what an awakening is, and maybe this will help you with your thoughts. It says, when you have an awakening, the most important meaning is that you will now be able to do, feel, and believe that which you could not believe before on your unaided strength and resources alone. you will be granted a gift which amounts to a new state of consciousness and being. You will be set on a path which will tell you you're really going somewhere. That life is not a dead end. Not something to be endured or mastered. In a very real sense, you will be transformed because you will have laid hold of a source of strength which in one way or another you have hitherto denied yourself. You will find yourself in possession of a degree of honesty, tolerance, unselfishness, peace of mind, and love which you thought yourself quite incapable. What you will receive is a free gift, and yet, at least in some small part, you have to make yourself ready to receive it. And so when we talk about you starting to drink this wonderful answer, we call it a spirit. That's what this liquid is called, is a spirit. And this is a solution to your problems. If you will do what I suggest to you, you will know how to dance. You will not be afraid to ask girls out. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you something. If you start